Well, Budget 2023 is only a matter of weeks away, and the Department of Finance has published some policy options on tax strategy. But will the Coalition bite on any of them? To get an indication of government thinking, we're joined now by the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue. Good morning, Pascal Donoghue.
Good morning, Paul.
We know that the budget has not been completed, so therefore it hasn't gone to Cabinet, and therefore you don't have any decisions. But what I'm hoping to try and establish today is get some indication of your thinking. What do you believe is possible or not possible? Not necessarily that it will actually happen. So looking at, say, one issue that arose from those Department of Finance documents related to the creation of an intermediate tax rate of 30% between the standard rate of 20% and the higher rate of 40%. And in those documents, they point out that the entry point in the higher rate in Ireland is low by international standards. Is that something you would be minded to do?
So what those papers recognised yesterday, and just to explain what the papers are, this is something that we do every August, and it lays out in public what are the different options that are available through tax policy for the Minister for Finance. And those papers yesterday laid out options across a variety of different areas. The key thing is that Budget 2023 will have personal taxation measures in it that recognise that families, that households are working really hard at the moment, that the rising cost of living is biting, and we want to help with some of the higher costs that many are facing, so that it will be in it. We will have a personal tax package to help with that. In terms of what will be the content of that, what I do recognise and have done for some time is you enter the higher rate of income tax here in Ireland when you're on a normal or average wage. And that's very, very different to many other economies that we compete with or that would be near our country. And budget by budget, I've changed that. And what we will do in the coming weeks is identify how best we can do that again.
Well, I'm just looking at, say, maybe some political semaphore, because you were at a news conference yesterday and were asked about this possibility of an intermediate rate of 30%, something that the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar seems to support. And in it, you said the 30% rate would represent a significant structural change, and you warned it would be difficult to speed up the introduction of any tax changes. And you said that making relation to taxation any earlier than we normally do when it comes to tax changes will be difficult for payroll systems. Take all that together. Is that not a political semaphore where you're saying maybe it's sometime in the future, but not going to happen this time?
Well, I was actually talking about two different things there. So firstly, in relation to the 30% rate, again, just to emphasise again, what we recognise and what the government acknowledges is that you enter the higher rate of income tax in our country at a comparatively low wage versus other countries that also have higher rates of income tax. And at a time in which the cost of living is biting, when many are working so hard to deal with it, that is something that change with respect to that can, I believe, help at the moment. What I was asked yesterday about was, firstly, would that be a significant change in our personal tax structure? It clearly would be. I was then asked another question, which is, given that I am doing the budget earlier this year than I normally would that give me the ability to bring in personal tax changes inside 2022 and to do them earlier than I normally would do? And I just indicated that making any tax changes within a calendar year is hard to do because you require every employer across the country to change their payroll systems.
But I suppose there's two things I'm interested in. One, is it possible? You seem to be saying it's difficult but not impossible. And the second is it something you're minded to do?
Oh, well, yes, the 30% tax rate, of course, is technically possible. It is possible to bring that in. But what the government will have to do is consider not just what is technically possible or not, is what are the policy merits of it and how we can help at a time of rising cost of living and rising prices. And the critical point in this overall is that earlier on in the year, the government confirmed and announced that we would have tax changes of just over €1 billion as part of Budget 2023. And that's what we will be doing. And in the coming weeks ahead, myself, Minister McGrath, the government will identify how that money can be used in the most effective way. We know many are feeling the squeeze. We know what the money that's in your wallet, the money that's in your purse, isn't getting you what it used to be able to get you. We want to see how we can help with that.
And as part of that evaluation, because one of the other options and was assessed in the paper is the question of indexation. It seems simpler, it seems cleaner, and it seems, according to the documents at least, that it would help more people. So would that be something you personally would be more minded to do?
So just to just be clear about what indexation is. Indexation is as wages are going up, as income is going up, if you don't change the levels at which you pay tax, people end up paying more tax just as a result of getting a wage increase. And at a time in which wages are going up, we believe we should be doing what we can to help workers keep as much of the money that they are earning. What we're now discussing are the different ways in which we can do it. It can either be done through, for example, a 30% tax rate is a way in which it could be done. An alternative way in which it can be done is to move the existing tax rates, the existing credits and bans that are there at the moment. And Paul, what I'll be able to do later on in September is confirm, once we've engaged with government, what will be the way in which we'll do this.
So in other words, you don't feel you can state at the moment a preference as to what way you think it might go?
Well, what I can do is state very clearly what the objective is. And what the objective is how we can change personal taxation in a way I believe is affordable, in a way that I'm confident won't create further risks in the future, but also in a way that can help in 2023.
Okay.
And no finance minister, myself, can lay out in August what we're going to be doing on Budget Day.
On the question of social welfare, under these departmental proposals, rates could rise by as much as €15 in some cases. We heard from the co-leader of the Social Democrats, Roisin Shortall, who said some increases absolutely needed, but what she called was required was benchmarking rather than pulling figures out of a hat. Is that something you would concur?
Well, the papers that were published yesterday just looked at different options in relation to what would be the cost of increasing the different rates of social welfare. It looked at different measures and different increases in the core payments of social welfare, looked at €10, looked at €15, looked at different options as well. What we do want to do is look at how those who are the most vulnerable, as we see costs go up, to see what we can do to help. It's never been the case that we pull these figures out of thin air. What we do in the tax strategy group and the work that Minister McGrath will do is outline what are the costs of the different options. And then what the government will do is, inside the overall Budget Day package that we've announced of €6.7 billion, look what we can do that we believe can help the most and be affordable. And that's what we'll be doing in the coming weeks.
Okay, some briefer questions. The budget has allocated, we believe, €6.7 billion. Is that cast in stone or could that figure increase?
So I've no plans at all to change that €6.7 billion figure. That is for 2023. And what myself and Minister McGrath have done in recent years, and I aim to do in other budgets, is that when you announce in 2022 what your Budget Day package will be for 2023, is to stay inside those parameters.
Okay.
And we have done that in recent years. It is going to be the case, and I've also made this clear, that there will be one-off measures in 2022 that will help with the rising cost of living in what could be a difficult winter. But they will be in 2022 as opposed to additional measures in 2023.
Tax relief for both renters and landlords in Budget 2023, says Tánaiste Liam Radcliffe. Do you agree?
Well, what the Tánaiste said in his statement yesterday is that nothing is decided. And he said that really, really clearly. And what he was also doing is acknowledging that in particular, tenants at the moment are facing even greater pressure as we move through the year. And I'll just repeat what Tánaiste said yesterday. We understand this is a source of really additional pressure for many at the moment, but we have not made any decisions in relation to particular measures yet.
Just moving away from Budget 2023, are you concerned? We had a report, I believe you were doing another interview at the time, so you mightn't have heard it, but are you concerned that minimum unit price on alcohol could lead to less tax being collected as shoppers go north?
So our papers yesterday do acknowledge this as a risk. I've acknowledged in recent years that any significant change in the price of alcohol within our own country, could indeed potentially be a cause of consumption and purchases happening elsewhere. At the moment, I do not see that risk developing in a significant way. It's not happening at the moment within our economy, but we did acknowledge yesterday that if you get to a point that there's a very, very big gap between the north and here in relation to the price of alcohol, that could be a trigger for cross-border shopping. That's always been the case, but don't see it happening at the moment.
AIB had proposed to go cashless in 70 branches and the plan was subsequently dropped. As I understand, you were away at the time. Were you blindsided by that announcement?
I was away on government business at the time when the announcements were made. I would have been preferable if I had known sooner about the announcement. The key thing is those changes are now not happening.
We have had an awful lot of discussion about sort of energy and the question of Amber Alerts and all the rest of it. But one of the key focuses has also been on the question of a windfall tax on energy providers who are making profits at a time when consumers are having to double the amount of money they're paying for their bills. Are you fully supportive of a windfall tax? Are you going to do something about it?
Well, again, in relation to specific taxation measures, can't indicate what will be in the budget or not. Let me identify some of the consequences of those measures. I entirely understand why many would be calling on me to bring in additional taxes on the energy sector due to the pressures and changes that you just identified, Paul. But there are also two other points that I need to be very conscious of. The first one is the renewable sector, the wind sector, the solar sector. We need those sectors to be delivering more energy to Ireland in the years ahead so that Ireland and indeed Europe can become energy independent and not face the kind of security risks that we are at the moment. Any sudden change in how those sectors are taxed could undermine the ability to get that independence at a point in the future, particularly when other forms of energy are being compromised and supplied.
That could be a decade away, more, before we have substantial offshore.
We're going to need to make progress far quicker than within a decade. For example, I understand at the moment we have 7 auctions underway at the moment to look at how we can get additional wind energy sources off the shores of our country.
But the company which was closest to doing it walked away last year, so we still are some way off.
Those auctions are still ongoing, and those auctions have the ability to deliver additional wind energy far quicker than a decade.
Okay.
And any sudden changes in how sectors like that are taxed, if we end up with less renewable energy in the future than we will need or than we have now, that is an issue that I have to consider as seriously as the demands that many are now placing upon me to find new sources of tax revenue and tax those who might be making more profit at the moment.
A related topic, with more electricity, Amber Alerts, is it time to consider a moratorium on any new data centres?
Well, so what we have done is brought forward a new policy statement in relation to data centres. Data centres are a very important part of our economy.
Why? Because I don't think people actually understand that yet. They just see the consumption of electricity going up for an entity that doesn't create many jobs in itself, and they're wondering, why are we continuing to do this?
But that's the key point regarding the jobs that it creates. So firstly, if you look at the construction of data centres at the moment, there's around 6,000 jobs within our country. There's around 2.2 billion euro of a sector that's involved in either creating data centres at home here in Ireland or building them elsewhere. That's important, but what's more important is the number of really, really large employers in our country that are located here that are part of Ireland, the world and Europe moving to a more digital future. And a country such as Ireland that offers the ability to have the data that these companies need located within our country, and we're providing the skilled workforce that they need, and we're taxing that in the right way, is a really, really important pillar of how we will create and retain jobs in the future. And the prism through which I would argue you need to look at data centres isn't the value of the jobs they're okay. directly creating. It's the indirect, huge importance of them to really large employers within our country whose taxes and jobs are playing an invaluable part in our economic performance at the moment.
Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue, thank you for joining us.